You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
With gladness, coming to his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Somebody say his mercy. And so, therefore, we in this second, in this moment, we stop and we humble ourselves and we repent of our sins, those known and unknown, and we correct ourselves before you, O God. We enter in with reverence. We enter in with praise, O God. We choose right now to leave what we know and what we see and what we feel, O God. We choose right now to leave the situations and the circumstances and the stressors and the heaviness and all the cares, God, and we come before you. And we give our attention to you, and we attune to you, and we tune in. We tune into you right now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, here we are. Here we are, Jesus. Here we are, Father God. Here we are. We present ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Here we are. Hallelujah. We call to you, Lord God. We seek your face, oh God, because you are our answer, and you are our help, and you are our way, and you are our truth, and you are our deliverer, and you are our way maker, and you are the great I am. And you are our peace. Come on, hallelujah. And you are our peace, and you are our goodness, and you are our faith, and you are our favor, and you are our mercy. Amen. Somebody say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. So on this day, amen, we receive your mercy. Hallelujah. On this day, we receive your mercy. Hallelujah. On this day, have mercy on us, O God. On this day, have mercy on us, O God. And I want to look at hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. As we already know, we're about to go into Mark, y'all, but I'm following the Holy Spirit. I don't take the lead in this. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a servant, and I follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. And so can we just worship right now? Can we just worship? Can we worship? And this is this relationship and having and being intimate with God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So can we just worship? Some of us, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that some of us need to just stop and worship. The answer is in our worship, and the key to unlocking, come on, is in the worship. And I just also heard, like, the key to unlocking in this unlocking is like strongholds, amen, in places where we're bound. The key is in our worship. I hear the Holy Spirit saying we gain access to some things with our worship. So can we just worship? Hallelujah. Rabasato Boshiha. Oh God, we worship you in spirit and in truth right now. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Hosanna. Thank you, Jesus. In the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. I'm reminded in this moment of how Jesus in the will of God. Hallelujah. He entered in when it's time for him to lay down his life. Come on, somebody. He entered in on a donkey. He entered in lowly. Amen. And they threw their clothes, amen, in the palm trees. The palms, they threw it down on the ground and they worshiped him. Amen. And they said, Hosanna. They cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna. Come on, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the great I am. You are Alpha and Omega. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, listen, this is also our faith. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if you really believed, amen, hallelujah, if you really believed, you would join in on this worship. You would worship me. You will worship me in the midst of the storm. You will worship me in the midst of the darkness. You will worship me in the midst of the turbulence. You will worship me in the midst of the fear. You will worship me in the midst of the pain. You will worship me, hallelujah. You will worship me in the midst of the ailment. You will worship me. Come on. Hosanna in the highest. I hear you will worship me in the midst of the lack. You will worship me in the midst of the brokenness. You will worship me, amen. Because when we worship God in the midst of those things, we don't take brokenness and we don't take on. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. God is saying, worship me in the midst of the sadness. Worship me in the midst of the unknown. And worship me in the midst of the blindness. What areas are you blind? You don't have to be physically, amen. It could be spiritually. It could be financially. It could be mentally. Come on, are you there? Come on, make a joyful noise. Come on. Come on, make a joyful noise. Oh, yes, Lord. You see, I feel, I hear the Holy Spirit say, we take on too much of the world way of trying to solve problems and trying to handle situations and trying to address people and trying to attack problems and trying to seek revenge. Come on, somebody. Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Thank you, Jesus. Be lifted. Yes, Lord. Higher. Hallelujah. Higher. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you be lifted higher. Hallelujah. Listen, the Holy Spirit won't let me move out of this place, so I'm not going to be disobedient. Amen. Amen. I want to be in the obedience of Christ Jesus. Ooh. Hosanna. What if the Lord said, just go on, thank you, Jesus, and just worship. Just say the same line over and over. What if you just said that? What if? See, we gotta catch the Holy Spirit and discern the Holy Spirit in the what we call simple. In the simple. Jesus speaks. Amen. To those who seek him in the synoptic gospels, as we read in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, as we read the eyewitness testimonies of Jesus healing and moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, it's in the simple. He said, go, your faith has healed. Go, your faith has healed blindness. Go, your faith has healed. What we deem the difficult in the heart, just go. Your faith has healed. Go. Your faith has healed. Amen. If we are in the difficult in the heart and thinking that it has to be some big extravagant type of workings of in form of, what do you mean go? I've had this ailment for. What do you mean just go? Your faith is healed. Just so simple, our faith, be it unto you according to your faith. Hosanna in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. You know, this is worship right here. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. This is worship without mouth shut. This is worship. Come be. Lord, we surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. Who's been running and who's been fighting and who's been toiling and who's been stressing and who's been hustling, 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 hustling every day? I'm coming. Right? Who's been? Come on. Surrender, Lord God. You are able. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Hallelujah. So I want to look right now. I want to look in scripture. Oh, yes, Lord. I want to look at the living word. Come on. And see when Jesus has mercy on his people, because we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We are following Jesus. I'm reminded, the Lord our shepherd, Psalms 23. Come on, and what does it say towards the end? As we are following God, amen, as we are following our shepherd, it says that goodness and mercy is following us. Hosanna. It's time that we plug into this radical faith, a bold faith, a super natural, not like trying to fit in with everybody else faith. I'm not trying to conform, imagine what you to have. Let's look at, now notice, as we are both passages that we are going to look at is out of the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark. Amen. Mark, John Mark, and some, he's known as John Mark, sometimes called John, sometimes just called Mark. Amen. And he walked and was a disciple on this earth and walked with Paul and walked with Peter. Amen. And that he recounts of Jesus's life, ministry, and passion. It says that these writings took place in the lifetime of many of the eyewitnesses of Jesus. This is real. This is not made up. It ain't some fairy tale. This is real. Somebody say real. This is real. This is facts. This is truth. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Hello. So let this, how fantastical, yep, I heard the Holy Spirit say that, no matter how unreal seeming, no matter how too big and too extravagant, and no matter how whatever, let us allow the word to transform us and penetrate us and change us, and not us choose to stay in the same small place and end up knowingly or unknowingly rejecting some of the truth or dismissing some of the truth, and thus blocking ourselves out of experiencing Jesus's miracle signs and wonders, the Lord's life and life more abundantly, his mercy everlasting. A couple accounts of the mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Jesus, have mercy on me. Yes, Lord. Mark. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 10. I'm going to start reading at verse 46. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Thank you, Father. If you like, amen. Come on, walk in the fullness of who you are and stop trying to be like somebody else. Okay, I don't know who that was for, but that was, okay. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And they came to Jericho. Thank you for your word, Father. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, somebody said, I'm a disciple, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Hosanna. Come on. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, me. Amen. Verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Ooh, Jesus, thank you. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith. Thy faith healed thee. He received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I want to read also out of the New Living Translation and the Message Translation. So, can we? Amen. Let's take our time with this. See, sometimes I feel like with God, we rush him. Mm-hmm. With our worship, we rush him. With our church service, amen, we rush him. With spending time in the word, we rush him. We rush it. But with everything else, we like to take our time. With things that's appealing to our flesh, we like to take our time. We like to be up in it like hours. Easy. Amen. We like to sit where we just really know with people that we think that they can really advance us and do something for us. Oh, we will spend all day with. Okay. Hallelujah. We will go all up out of our way. We will wake up early, stay up late, be on a little bit of sleep. All kind of things for things that we feel like is going to promote us, set us up right. But with Jesus, come on. We be like, okay, it's been about, okay. I mean, I'm tired and we start making all kind of excuses. But this is our life and this is our success and this is our peace and this is the end of the story. Uh-huh. So we won't take our time. New Living. The New Living Trans Lady. Come on, y'all. Oh, we're doing Mark 10 first. Mark 10. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Good quality relationship that produces fruit. You spend time in that thing. I just think about like some good food that marinates and that cooks marinates all night and the cooks that slow cook all night. Amen. Hours, 12 hours, marinating for 24 hours, it produced some good fruit. Then the Living Translation had to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody said he was at the right place at the right time. Amen. Hallelujah. Or and then right now, and I'm even hearing the Holy Spirit, could it just be that Jesus made his way by him? Amen. And that was an opportunity for him to exercise his faith. Come on. Some of us, God positions us to with the opportunity to exercise our faith. Okay. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. But he shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. So they called the blind man, cheer up. They said, come on, he's calling you. Ooh, somebody said, Jesus is calling me. Amen. Somebody said, Jesus heard me and he's calling me. Jesus is calling me. Amen. Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. Oh, wait. First of all, how did he? Okay, I'm just saying, pointing that out. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. My rabbi, my teacher, the blind man said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Come on, we're talking about Jesus's power, God's power, his miracle signs and wonders. It is possible. I even hear the Holy Spirit saying that Jesus speaking to us, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want Jesus to do for you? Amen. God is answering us in this hour. God is answering us in this land. God is speaking back to us. Hallelujah. Listen to us. Hallelujah, someone. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too big. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's nothing too big for me. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Let's read out of the message. Because we're looking at what are we looking at? We're looking at his mercy. We're looking at the blind Bartimaeus called out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Have compassion. Have pity on me. Look at me. Consider me. Remember me, Jesus. They spent some time in Jericho as Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples and a parade of people. And a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting alongside the road. At this point, he wasn't even following Jesus. Amen. I hear the Lord saying that some of us, like at a standstill or just in one place and not mobile. Hallelujah, someone. God is saying that I'm taking you from immobile to mobile. I'm taking you from that stuck place to a flowing place. Come on, hallelujah. God is God that's meeting us. We don't have to get up and go and try to like figure out. No, it's God meeting us. Meeting, how about this? Meeting our faith. He met the blind Bartimaeus's faith. He's waiting to see your faith. He's waiting to hear your faith. What's going to stop him and turn him into your attention is our faith. What's your faith sound like in the midst of him yelling out? As soon as Jesus is Jesus, thou son of David, amen, hallelujah. Your faith will have you doing something and people will try to shut down your faith or stop your faith or tell you that your faith being worked out, being spoken out, being walked out is not right. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? That don't make sense. You need to be quiet. Come on, let's read the Message Bible. Don't stop in faith. Amen. Even hallelujah, I hear, don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop worshiping. Don't stop seeking me. Don't stop reading my word. Don't stop. Do it the more. Do it the more. They spent some time in Jericho as Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples and a parade of people. A blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus was sitting on the road passing by. Thank you, God, that you're passing by. Thank you, Jesus, that you're passing by my situation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on my situation. Have mercy on my finances. Have mercy on my career. Have mercy on my family. Have mercy on my body. Have mercy. Hallelujah. So he cried out, son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me. Many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder. You have to walk in your fingerprint of faith and be the fullness of you. Okay, maybe I'm talking to me. You heard, walk in the fullness of you. Many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder. Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me. He recognized this is my opportunity. Jesus called him, it's your lucky day. Come on, this is the Message Bible. Get up. He's calling you to come. Throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. Jesus said, what can I do for you? The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. On your way, said Jesus, your faith has saved and healed you. Amen. He received a spiritual and a natural touching from the Lord, blessing from the Lord. What do you mean, Pastor Mika? In that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus. And followed Jesus down the road. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of blindness in our life, spiritual blindness, mental blindness. We said it a little bit earlier, Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing it up again. The Lord bringing this up again means that this is what he's doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Two things I want to mention. First, I want to mention that the definition of blind, dealing with vision, unable to see because of injury, disease, or a congenital condition. Unable to see. It's not just physical. Amen. It could be physical, and God is able to. I believe. Be it unto me according to my faith. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Unable to see because of. And as I was, as the Holy Spirit had me to look that up and started ministering unto me, speaking to me about it, he's saying that some of us have received injury in our love life and with people. Amen. It could be like, you know, abuse or things of that nature. And then it caused you not to be able to see that you can never receive love. Come on. You know, it caused you not to be able not to see that you're able to have success, cause you to believe that it's never going to happen for you, to see that, oh, it's not ever going to happen for me, so I got to settle. Come on. It says lacking perception, awareness, or discernment. Amen. And I believe that now in this time, in this hour, as we get in, as we nestle up in the bosom of God, wherever we're lacking, okay, let's just stop right there. Wherever we're lacking, God is resha kondorobasia, a filling in that place and healing that place and staying on that place, rescuing from that place and causing us to come out of that place. Also, in this moment, we can be blind because we've been in the situation for so long, that it starts to dim. Amen. It's like a tunnel. Amen. And it's dark, 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 and that you can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. And God is saying, Reshaya, I just saw him like take us from the being in the tunnel and seeming like it's never ending to outside the tunnel, seeing the light of day. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now is not about lacking perception, but having vision and seeing. Amen. Where we are able to run with the vision, a vision of purpose, a vision, amen, that is higher than him taking us to, like, giving us an aerial perspective, a broader vision, recognizing where we settle. I hear the Lord saying, even settling with people and dealings and situations and accepting that because in having our, because that. Lacking discernment. Come on, somebody say, thank you, God, for giving us discernment. Discernment to see, discernment to know how to choose and which way to go. Okay. Thank you, Father God. This is God, like, starting to open up that blindness that is bigger and better, bigger and greater than just saying, like, oh, he just healed my physical blindness. Oh, okay. And not recognizing how does that relate to me now? How does that relate to me that although I may not be physically blind, amen, what is God saying to me? What is God saying to me? And I hear the Lord even right now is like, believe in me for more, believing me that I am able, believing me, turning to me, seeking me for this. Blind Bartimaeus didn't go out and seek. Man's way. He turned to Jesus. His faith was in Jesus, saying, Jesus, you are able. Have mercy on me. All I need you to do is have mercy on me. All I need you to do is have compassion. All I need you to do is help me. Another thing that the Holy Spirit wanted me to point out is that Jesus' hope. Scripture says that the prophet is not without own honor except in his hometown. In his hometown, where there was no belief, they said, this is a carpenter's son. This is Joseph's son. There was a lack of belief, and therefore there was a lack of, that was the one place where we don't see Jesus' miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? Because there was no belief. Take the scales, let the scales fall off of our belief and our faith that we see and believe and know, Jesus, you are able. So somebody say, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. And even knowing that as I call out now, you are stopping in your tracks and you're turning to me like you, as turning, stopping, and turning to us and saying, what can I do? What do you want me to do for you? Notice that. Notice that. Now check this out. It helps me. It makes me see the grandness and the broadness, that there's no limit to God. Amen. If you're working within limitations, then you're going to be careful to say, okay, what can I do for you? Because you know there's only a limit. There's a ceiling. Hallelujah. There's a one-story ceiling. There's a basement ceiling to what I can do for you. But someone that has millions, amen, or that has a great influence, but oh, what can I do? How can I hook you up? What's up? But how much more God is saying that no matter if it's a physical thing, a financial thing, a relational thing, a family thing, come on, somebody, a thing, a broken thing, a bound thing, an injustice thing. What do you want me to do for you? Come on. What do you want me to do for you? Hallelujah. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do for you? Now, I'm going to turn to Mark 7. Mark 7. And I want to look at another person who, another account of an individual who called out to God, whose faith moved God. Our faith moves God. We are waiting for God to move, and he's saying, you need me to move your faith. Move by your faith. Move me. Move me. And it could just be a calling out. I hear some people saying, well, I don't know what to do in faith. It could just be a calling out. Lord, I surrender this to you. Lord, I give this to you. Lord, thank you. Have mercy on me in this area, in this situation, in this thing. Mark 7. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verse 24. And this is the King James Version. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and into a house he hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Come on. And fell at his feet. That's worship. Come on. And fell at his feet. That's following him. Amen. Come on. And fell at his feet. That's looking to him. Come on. Come on, and fell at his feet. Come on, I'm falling at your feet. Come on, I'm at your feet, Lord. Come on, I'm at your feet. Which means what? Let's pause right there real fast. Which means what? I'm not moving until I see I'm not moving but in your footsteps. I'm not moving until I see your feet move. And check this out. In faith, you God will start to give you vision and show you. And then you start to move in faith in that way. Hallelujah. Knowing that, oh, wait, I'm following the Lord's instruction. I'm following, hallelujah, his direction. I'm following his word. I'm following his will. I'm following his command. Amen, hallelujah. And as we do that, we encounter his power. We encounter his resurrecting, life-enhancing, life-changing, life-altering, life-bettering, perspective-giving power. Come on, hello, shalom. And she fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek and a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. And she answered, now come on, this is a faith conversation. And faith conversations won't make sense with natural conversations. That they will not line up and they will just be contradictory. And so Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. He's speaking about the children of Israel. Hallelujah. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to take it unto the dogs. Can we just pause right there? Faith doesn't allow you to get offended. Oh, y'all, soto bagara, y'all. He said, it's not me to take children's bread and cast it into dogs. Somebody will be like, wait, are you calling me a dog? No. She's understanding, discerning. She's sensitive, piercing through what Jesus is saying, and then also knowing who Jesus is. Let's check it out. Come on. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. Faith gives you the keys to know how to respond. I hear the Lord saying that we got to be more in faith and less in our feelings and getting offended at every little thing and not liking what somebody said and how they said it and what they did and what they didn't do. Come on, somebody. But we got to be in faith. Hallelujah. Rebasaya, and not getting our feelings hurt so easy at every little thing. Your feelings can't get hurt so easy at every little thing if we are in our faith. If she was in her feelings, she would have stopped prematurely from receiving, from drawing from the well of Jesus, from receiving from the well of Jesus. Faith kept her in even in the midst of able to, and she said, yes, my Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Let's read it. Come on. Let's read it real fast as we are closing from the New Living Translation. Okay. Look. Thank you, Jesus. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know which house he was staying in, but he couldn't keep it a secret. Right away, a woman who had heard about him came to him to cast out the demon from her daughter, since she was a Gentile, born in Syrophoenicia. Jesus told her, first I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. She replied, that's true, Lord. But even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates. Good answer, he said. Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter. And when she arrived home, she found her little girl lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone out. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this blessed time in your word. Hallelujah. For this blessed time in your word of us seeing as we call out in faith that you have mercy on us. Thank you, Father God, that you are answering us. And thank you, that you're enough. And thank you, oh God, that you're stopping and paying attention. And thank you, Father God, that you are remembering us. And thank you, oh God, that you are moving in the lives and in the homes of your people as they hear. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father God, that you are responding to our faith. And thank you, Father God, for removing, delivering us from places of unbelief and removing the layers, amen, of the natural and worldly mindsets that keep our faith from going higher or keep our faith from believing. Lord Jesus, on this day we believe. On this day we believe that you are Lord. And as we believe that you are Lord, we believe, Father God, that you are having mercy on us. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaberekecha Adonai veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha vikonecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha veyasim lecha shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.